I'm here with Alexander Mercuris, editor-in-chief of The Deran. Alexander, via Fox News, Dershowitz, Obama personally asked the FBI to investigate somebody on behalf of George Soros. Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz said Sunday he has proof that former President Barack Obama personally asked the FBI to investigate someone on behalf of George Soros, the liberal billionaire megadonor. Dershowitz's claim came soon after Attorney General Bill Barr openly asked President Trump to stop tweeting about ongoing Justice Department matters, saying it made it impossible to do his job. Barr, who also maintained that Trump never personally intervened in a criminal matter despite Democrats' allegations, was hit last week by a letter from former DOJ officials organized by a left-wing group demanding his resignation. Remember that paragraph, Alexander, as I continue. Quote, there was a lot of White House control of the Justice Department during the Kennedy administration, and I don't think we saw very many liberal professors arguing against that, Dershowitz said in an interview with Breitbart News that aired Sunday on SiriusXM. I have some information as well about the Obama administration, which will be disclosed in a lawsuit at some point, but I'm not prepared to disclose it now about how President Obama personally asked the FBI to investigate somebody on behalf of George Soros, who was a close ally of his. He did not say specifically who the target might have been. Now, Alexander, the famous account of Q, commented on this tweet, and it says, did George Soros order Obama to investigate Trump? Question mark. Do people really believe this attack can happen against the President of the United States and nothing will happen? Moves and counter moves. And Q is referencing a tweet from We the People, which says, is this GS, referring to George Soros, made puppet Hussein investigate, referring to Obama. So is this who George Soros made Obama investigate? And it has a video, Alexander, of Donald Trump. It says, I ran, I won, I was investigated. It could have been the UK, by Australia, could have been by Italy. I was investigated by the Obama administration, hashtag QAnon. So they're basically saying that Dershowitz, Q is saying that Dershowitz is saying that Soros ordered Obama to spy, surveil, investigate candidate and then future president Donald Trump.
And indeed, and in fact, there's been a very, very interesting tweet by Donald Trump, which has just come out in the last few hours, in which Donald Trump has perhaps given some traction to that by saying that all kinds of fake and false things were being spread, and that if he was not president, if he had not been in this position that he was in, he might sue, and perhaps he will sue. Now, that sounds rather like what, all these rumors are saying, because, of course, Dershowitz is saying that this person who was placed under illegal surveillance, that there's a legal case coming. And here we have Donald Trump perhaps hinting that he's planning to bring a legal case himself. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not in a position to say definitely whether it was Donald Trump or not, but it is an extraordinary situation, and it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. It would make complete and total sense of what we know of this whole situation. Now, can I just say, Dershowitz is a professor, a Harvard Law professor. He's one of the most brilliant defense lawyers in the United States. He is somebody who, you may disagree with him profoundly on many things. And I do, by the way. I'm far from being an unequivocal fan of Alan Dershowitz. About his abilities as a lawyer, I have never been under any doubt at all. And if he says to me that he has unequivocal proof that Barack Obama asked the Justice Department, well, the FBI, to undertake surveillance of someone on behalf of George Soros, then I believe him. I am sure that Dershowitz, who understands evidence and is able to weigh evidence properly, as I said, as a brilliant defense lawyer, is able to assess the quality of that evidence properly. And when he says something like that, I am sure he is saying the truth. So I want to make that point crystal clear. I believe Dershowitz. I mean, by the way, the identical point about many of the things that Rudy Giuliani has been saying. I know Giuliani has been criticized for many of the claims that he has made. But again, Giuliani is a brilliant lawyer. And he, in his case, he was at the opposite side of, you know, criminal prosecutions. He was a federal prosecutor. He also understands evidence. He also understands how to assess and weigh evidence. So again, if he says something is true, I am prepared to believe him. I put an even higher value on what Dershowitz says than on what Giuliani says, because I have followed Dershowitz's career, you know, legally speaking, even further than I have followed Giuliani's. And, you know, Dershowitz has been a lawyer throughout his career, whereas Giuliani obviously has also been at times a politician. So I believe Dershowitz. I want to make that quite clear. Now, I don't know who this person was, but I think it might, you know, it could easily have been Donald Trump. And as I said, Donald Trump's tweet, if I can find it, I'm going to try and find it, points possibly in the direction that he was the person who is being alluded to by Dershowitz.
All right, Alexander, so this is All Out War. I'll once again quote what Q said, moves and counter moves. This is war. This is all out war.
Well, yeah, I think that's entirely right. I mean, because of course, let's be quite blunt about this. George Soros has been playing a vast role in orchestrating the resistance, so-called, against Donald Trump. I don't think there's any, mystery or you know, any question about that. I think Soros has openly admitted as much. And now, of course, Soros is also campaigning to force Facebook to take an even stronger anti-Trump line than it has been taking. Here is the tweet, by the way, that Donald Trump put out. The whole Mueller investigation was illegally set up based on a phony and fully discredited fake dossier, lying and forging documents of the FISA court and many other things. Everything having to do with this fraudulent investigation is badly tainted and, in my opinion, should be thrown out. Even Mueller's statement to Congress that he did not see me to become the FBI director has been proved false. The whole deal was a total scam. If I wasn't president, I'd be suing everyone all over the place. But maybe I still will. So that's what Donald Trump says. So, you know, he's talking about suing someone. Dershowitz talks about suing someone. So, you know, somebody who was placed under surveillance, bringing legal action. And now we have this anonymous person who, as I understand it, is very well informed and has been very well informed, saying that the person who was under surveillance is Donald Trump. Well, you know, you can make the connections and join up the dots. I don't know that it's Donald Trump, but it seems to me not unreasonable to think it might be. And the fact that Soros and Trump don't get on is well known. But I'm going to add something else. Obama and Trump are known to dislike each other intensely and dislike each other long before the 2016 election. And of course, it would not at all surprise me, and be entirely in character, for Obama to come along to the FBI and say, you know, I want you to carry out an investigation of Donald Trump on Soros's behalf. Whereas in fact, Obama might equally have been intending that investigation, that surveillance, to have been done on his own behalf. You know, it'd be very like Obama to try to shift some of the responsibility onto Soros rather than, you know, make it appear that it was all just being done by himself. So, yes, you know, I think I believe Dershowitz. I am fully willing to believe it's Donald Trump. I don't know that it's Donald Trump. And we will no doubt find out an awful lot more about this story before very long.
Yeah, this is real meddling. What's going on? Dershowitz has the proof. He has the proof.
Yeah.
And we know that Soros told Obama to investigate someone, most likely Trump. So you have Soros taking the president of the United States and suggesting to him, ordering him to investigate someone. Meanwhile, we're going through right now the latest Democrat derangement, hallucination, clown world show where they're upset with Roger Stone and Barr coming in and saying, look, the sentence against Roger Stone is excessive. And because Trump tweeted about that, they're saying there's all kinds of collusion and all kinds of, you know, meddling and rigging going on of the justice system there. And now you have this move by Dershowitz. This was deliberate. Dershowitz's announcement was deliberate. Like you said, moves and counter moves.
Absolutely. Let's, by the way, just before we get onto that, unpack your last comment. What is worse, Obama getting the FBI to carry out surveillance on behalf of a wealthy private individual, George Soros, or Obama getting the FBI to carry out surveillance against one of Obama's political opponents? I mean, to my mind, they're both terrible. They're both equally bad, whichever it was. It's awful. I mean, who is George Soros to get the FBI, the President of the United States, and the FBI to carry out surveillance against somebody he's suspicious of? Who is Barack Obama, if it comes to that, to get the FBI to carry out surveillance of his opponents? It's a terrible business either way. Now, as for this extraordinary business about, you know, this attack on Barr over Roger Stone and this attempt to get all these people from, you know, Department of Justice people, I think one of the things that has become absolutely clear, and we discussed it recently in a recent video, is the extent to which the Justice Department during the period of Barack Obama's presidency became completely populated, completely filled with people like, with Obama-type people, people who are clearly highly partisan in their motives. Now, I say that unequivocally because Russiagate was a grossly partisan investigation. And it was conducted by the Justice Department. The Justice Department controls the FBI. So a proper, functioning, impartial Justice Department would never have been involved in Russiagate. I mean, they would have looked at the evidence. There was no evidence here. It's absolute nonsense. We've got all the information. As I said, they'd interviewed, we know from Horowitz that they'd interviewed all of the people involved in the Steele dossier by May 2017. They knew by that stage that there was no actual evidence of the collusion allegations that they were talking about. Yet they went on for years afterwards, conducted this extraordinary investigation, charging all of these people, Papadopoulos, Flynn, Manafort, pursuing Carter Page. If that is not a vindictive investigation and a grossly partisan investigation, what is? And I come back to this with Roger Stone. Is it being seriously suggested that the sentence that was being proposed on Roger Stone was a proportionate one, given the man's age, his, you know, formerly good record, and the nature of the crimes he committed? Well, the answer is obviously not. Yet these people are attacking Barr for trying to clean up all of this malpractice within the Justice Department, and for stopping this bizarre and disproportionate sentence being imposed on Roger Stone. This is a clear example of a grossly partisan letter, submission, call it whatever you statement, call it whatever you will. And it proves the extent to which the Justice Department, under the while Obama was president of the United States, became in effect the legal factory of the DNC.
All right. I can't wait to see what Dershowitz has. Alexander McCurris, editor-in-chief of The Durant, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this story, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on the notifications bell. Smash that like button. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps out this channel because we are getting demonetized left and right, and we need your help very much. And also go to The Durant shop and pick up some magic mugs. The magic mugs will add all kinds of points to your geopolitical IQ. Alexander, I know that magic mugs work wonders when trying to figure out what's going on with cases like this involving Soros and Obama and Dershowitz and Barr.
Oh, well, absolutely, because of course the devil, as they say, is in the detail. There is so much detail to get on top of when looking at all of this. And you said all that war, because this is what it is. I mean, moves, counter moves, allegations going backwards and forwards, all these things happening all the time. And, one has to spend long hours of the night slogging this, looking at all the things that people are saying, comparing everything, remembering what was said before, going back and looking at the past events. And how do you do it? Well, you have to sustain yourself through these long watches of the night while you do that. And the way you do that is you drink lots and lots of tea, nice hot tea, or sometimes good, cold, fresh, refreshing beer from your beloved Durant mug, which is the one that I have next to me. This is our very own Durant mug. It's got the coat of arms of the Durant, which you can see there. It's also the one on my polo shirt. It's the double-headed eagle, not of the Russian Federation or the Russian Empire or the Roman Empire or anything like that. It is our very own Durant double-headed eagle, because it looks in all directions and it sees and knows all, which is what we try to be and do. And you can also see it there on this magnificent polo shirt that I am wearing at the moment. And of course, our mugs and our polo shirts and indeed all our products in our shop are of the most outstanding quality. That was something that we decided right from the start when we set up our shop, that we would make a shop that would sell the best possible things to show our respect to our viewers. So you can buy these magnificent mugs that we were talking about just now. You can buy these amazing polo shirts, 100% cotton, phenomenally comfortable, prodigiously stylish, extraordinarily comfortable and marvelous to wear. Or you can buy other equally fine t-shirts, long-sleeved and short-sleeved, or our v-neck shirts, or our hats, our hoodies, our stickers. You can find all these great things in our shop. You can also find, by the way, ebooks, which we've been publishing on subjects like Russiagate, as an incredibly complicated story. Very difficult, easy to get lost in the maze of all the allegations that are out there. But, in our ebook on Russiagate, and indeed in our ebooks and all the other topics, we try to take you through this maze to make it all clear and easily understandable so that you know your way through. So exactly as Alex said, we are under enormous pressure at the Durant. What we say and what we do obviously isn't very popular with many people, many powerful people. We are under constant pressure all the time. You support us by buying our things from our shop, but you support yourself by being the owner of these great things. So support the Durant, support yourself, come to our shop, buy these great things. Alex will tell you how to do it.
Just go to thedurantshop.com. You'll find a link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercuris, editor-in-chief of The Durant, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.